you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Friday, October 6th, 2017. Hey, everybody. I don't know what your plans are for tomorrow, but from 10 to 2 p.m. at Marketplace Mall in Champaign, come on out to the Wellness and Brain Fitness Fair. Great News Radio will be there. I'll be hosting the Great News Radio table, handing out resources and literature, and you can win a prize. We'll also be featuring a number of the other businesses there, highlighting the services. They have all sorts of wellness tests and things that you can do and get, and freebies and giveaways, and it's all free. It's at Marketplace Mall, 10 to 2 p.m. And if any of you want to volunteer, I think they're still looking for some volunteers to help with registration or to help at some of the tables. We'd love to have you join.
They just do it in the center of the mall?
Yeah, it's different parts of the mall. I think towards Dick's Sporting Goods, that side of the mall, they'll have tables set up right where everyone walks. And we'll be right at one of those crossings, right? One of the junctions, whatever, where the West Wing meets the East Wing or whatever, or South Wing. And so we'll be featured. They're giving me a very prominent place. It'll be the Great News Radio table right next to the Prime Life Times table. And so I think we're going to be handing out water bottles and the Prime Life Times newspaper, the October edition, which Marianne writes an article in there. And we'll have some giveaways with the radio stations. So 10 to 2, Marketplace Mall tomorrow in Champaign. Lots of parking. And they have the food court, so you can come and do some shopping. And these wellness screenings, you go and they'll test your blood pressure here, and they'll test some other cognitive thinking through some quizzes or some kind of fun games, and then you'll go somewhere else. And then they have a lot of social service agencies.
Like my blood pressure checked, I go get a big piece of pizza.
Yeah,
and
then they take it again.
And then they take it again, yeah.
But a lot of different organizations and social service agencies will be there, along with Great News Radio. So stop by, say hi. I'll have some tote bags to give away, some yard signs. Now's the perfect time to put these Great News Radio yard signs up because, you know, it's not like the rainy season. The snow hasn't come yet, so it'll last for like a good 2 or 3 or 4 months till we get into December and snow.
They work well. We use them for groceries. When we go to Aldi, we put our groceries in there because you got to
bring
your
tote bags.
Yeah, in the tote bags. You got to bring your own bags. And so I'm like, it's free, you know, free advertising.
Yep. So we'll have those available. Marketplace Mall tomorrow, 10 to 2 p.m. Just go towards Dick's Sporting Goods, and there'll be tables set up. I don't know. There's like 30, 40, 50 different hosts, if you will. And like I said, Great News Radio will have a table set up. I think I'm putting Holly to work. I said, let's get babysitting for Esther, and you got to help me from like 8 to 3 o'clock to lug it all in, get it all set up, and then meet and greet. And I'll probably bring my recording device if you want to do a radio spot. That's always fun to get listeners to share what they like about the radio ministry. So 10 to 2 tomorrow at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. Reading from Exodus chapter 3, verse 11. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" Dun, dun, dun. It's Friday, which means typically we spend some time in this great book of Exodus. Joining me is Pastor Jason Schiffo, the senior pastor of the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. So for those of you that don't have a church family, or maybe you're in a transition or new to the area and you don't have a church home established yet, I invite you for their Sunday services, 1045, and they're located right off of Route 47 in Mahomet. What is it? Something Riverbend Boulevard.
Riverbend Boulevard. You are correct.
Right on the corner of 47 and Riverbend Boulevard, between I-72 and I-74, right in about the middle, about 2.5 miles south, or you could say 2.5 miles north, depending on if you get on 150, then you just...
Which way the crow flies.
Yeah, you head south on Route 47. Anyway, so great book of Exodus. We have Moses talking to God, saying, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh?"
Yeah.
Is that like talking back to God?
Well, I think we all do that, don't we? I think that we all, none of us will, I was telling somebody this past week, and I say it often, but I always say it in small circles, not in larger places, because people get mad at you. But I'll say, you know, you never would admit to me that you're God. I mean, because that would just be absolutely blasphemous. But you'll live like it all week long, won't you? And so I think that we'll never admit that we talk back to God, but we probably do it a whole lot. Yeah. And I think that's why God gives us these faithful men in the Bible who do a lot of really great things that we think, wow, that's awesome. I mean, we look at Moses and we look at some of the, you know, the high points that we tend to remember. I mean, most of us don't immediately jump to the disobedience of striking the rock instead of speaking to the rock. But instead, we immediately go to, you know, leading the children of Israel out, parting the Red Sea. I mean, these awesome moments. But now realizing that Moses had some really great flaws, powerful flaws, that are like many of the flaws that we have. So Moses says to God, who am I? God gives him this awesome call, like, you're going to go to Pharaoh and you're going to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. And I mean, if you just think, I mean, if Moses knew that later on down the road, Charlton Heston was going to play him and he was going to do that, Moses might have embraced this a little bit better. He would have been like, wow, this is going to be a movie one day, multiple movies. You know, this is going to be great. But Moses didn't. He heard that call and he was like, well, wait a second. Wait a second. Because remember back in chapter 3 and verse 4, the Lord called him out of the bush. He said, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. And that Hebrew word is henene. That means, here I am, send me. And listen, that's the way we all are, right? I mean, the minute you hear, like you're in the evangelism class, or you're at church and you hear a particularly rousing and powerful message that calls you to do something, do you just sit there and go like, well, not really. I don't really want to do that? Or are you like, you know what, I'm totally in. Like, I can do this. I can go out and share the gospel with my neighbors. I can go out and love my neighbors like crazy. I can go and do this, these things that I know that God called me to do. But the problem is that when the rubber meets the road, we all tend to be like, oh, you know, I mean, I had a few more things that I need to work on with that before I can actually do it. You know, I'm not clear on this question. You know, I got to get a few more answers. Here, Moses says, here I am in the beginning, like, I'm right here, send me. And then when it comes time to be sent, you know, when he kind of the rubber meets the road and he figures out exactly what God wants him to do, he's like, whoa, wait a second. I don't think I can do it. Look, God never calls us to do something that we can't do. But God does call us to do something that is bigger than us, that in the midst of doing it, we will have to rely on him in amazing and powerful ways, ways we may never have done that before. I mean, just think about when Jesus calls Peter out of the boat. Now, a lot of people go, well, why did Jesus call Peter out of the boat? Because he couldn't do it. Like, he started sinking. And the problem with the whole teaching on that is we tend to spend too much time focusing on the fact that Peter sank and not talking about the fact that he did walk.
Yeah.
He did walk on the water. But the problem was is that when he saw the walking on the water as something that was bigger than him and he began to be distracted by everything around him, he began to sink. Because when you do something bigger than you, you need to keep your focus on God. You need to rely on God. You need to rely on his strength and his leading and his guidance.
Yeah, and I also think a principle in that same situation is when we begin to start taking the credit for it or something, we're going to sink too. When we take the praise or the worship or the focus off of Jesus onto ourselves, mm-hmm. we're going to sink.
Oh, totally. I mean, Francis Chan made that great quote where he said, God doesn't call us to be comfortable. He calls us to trust him so completely that we are unafraid to put ourselves in situations where we'll be in trouble if he doesn't come through. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we need to be in more situations where we go, you know, I don't know how this is going to work out. Like, if God doesn't show up and help me in this, I am going to fail horribly. And therefore, we lean into him and we seek after him. Hmm. You know, I think we always put ourselves in positions where it's so easy to say yes until we get some of the details. And all of a sudden, we're like, no, God, you know, suddenly our send me turns into, Lord, send somebody else, not me. Hmm. And so as soon as Moses found out what was required of him, he did what we also often do. We start to have doubts. We start to wonder, can we do it? And see, that's the wrong thinking right there, because we wonder if we can do it instead of exalting God's name and saying, I know he can do it. Mm-hmm. I know he can lead me triumphantly in this. And that's what Moses does, right? I mean, listen to the question, who am I? He doesn't go, who are you? And then start to run through. I mean, imagine everything that you came across that you didn't think was possible. If you go, okay, Let me take out my card here that has the character and nature of God. Let me run down. Okay, he's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. Mm-hmm. He's omniscient. He has a track record of keeping his promises. Hebrews tells me he cannot lie. The Bible tells me he does not fail. His word does not return void. I mean, go down, make yourself a list and go down. And every time you take something, every time you feel like God's calling you to do something, and you've got all your, like, who am I moments, take out that sheet and go, who is God? Mm-hmm. Who is he? Because Moses' question here is a question of identity. Moses is saying, who am I? Because Moses is much more worried about who he is than whose he is. He didn't think he could get the job done because he was too worried about who he was and not whose he was. You know, it says, one of the commentaries says, at this point, Moses is confronted with God's plan, and he realizes the terrible difficulties of the call, and his initial response is to voice all his unworthiness relative to the magnitude of the work that he's called to. You know, what he really was doing is he just wasn't trusting in God's plan. He wasn't trusting in God. You know, I think about all the time, my son, he does BSF, Samuel, you know, he's only three. Mm-hmm. But all the time we'll be doing stuff, you know, or we'll be doing something, and I'll be like, Samuel, what's the answer? You know, we got a couple things that we kind of ask the kids. We say, what is this? What is that? You know, one of the things I love to train my kids is I love to say, what are two things you know? You're my dad, and you love me. Because no matter what happens in their life, I hope they remember those two things. But I'll say, Samuel, how are we going to do this? And because it's BSF and they sing in BSF, he'll go, trust and obey, because there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. That silly little children's song that many of us would write off and say, well, you know, that's just a children's song. No, that's a song that all of us really need to sing, because Moses' problem here is that he doesn't want to trust and obey. That's his unwillingness, is to trust and obey God.
Hey, back to those two things that you know, that daddy loves you.
Yep.
And what's the other one?
I'm your father and I love you.
Oh, okay. I got to start working that on Esther.
I say it all the time. I say it when I put him to bed. I say, what are two things you know? You're my dad and you love me.
Okay.
Because you know what? There's going to come a time where things are going to get difficult for them. And I hope they remember that and they come talk to me first.
Right.
Yep. You know, I want him to do that. And I want no credit for that. A friend of mine, new friend of mine, Rob Bernal, he said that. And I just grabbed a hold of that. He said for years he would say that to his kids, because he wanted, when they were later in their teen years and later than that, he wanted them to know that his dad would always love them and he would always be there.
Yep. No, I'm going to start using that tonight. You're my daddy. Esther, what are the two things you know? You're my daddy and you love me. Okay. Yep. I'm getting stuck in that into her brain.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Moses is unwilling to trust God's plan. But listen, this is a horrible time for Moses to be like, God, let me check your resume. You know, I mean, because God is calling him to obedience, calling him to obey the call that God has on his life. And listen, if it's God calling us to do something, we need to trust that God will do what it says in Hebrews chapter 13 and 21. Equip us with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight. All that to say, I think we should admit that we probably would ask the same question as Moses. Mm-hmm. We'd probably be like, who am I? Like, what do you mean? You want me to go to the most powerful man in all the world, Pharaoh, and then you want me to lead the children of Israel into Egypt? I mean, most of us would answer no to both of them. And so here's to what is essentially Moses' no. Here's what God answers back. In Exodus chapter 3 and verse 12, he says this, but I will be with you, and this shall be a sign for you that I have sent you. And when you have brought the people up out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. And this is one of what I would call the great truths in God's calling, is that he calls us to things that we can't do alone, so that we will realize, we will know that he is with us. See, God could have shown Moses that he was the right man for the job and remind him of how he was behind his training in Pharaoh's house and in the wilderness, how he had brought up Moses. You know, he could have done all of these things. But if all God did was show Moses how qualified he was, then Moses wouldn't have to trust in God. Instead, he would trust in his own gifts. Mm-hmm. And this is why God's answer is, I will be with you, and this shall be a sign for you. It's not only a sign for the people that he's going to lead out. It's not only a sign for the Egyptians. It's a sign for Moses. It's a faith builder for Moses that God is with him. And so Moses is in a tough place. I mean, how can he possibly liberate the children of Israel? The last time he tried to do that without God's help, he ended up killing an Egyptian, and then the Hebrews wanted nothing to do with him. They're like, what are you going to do, kill us too? And so it took him 40 years to get over that mistake in the wilderness. And so Moses, obviously, he has his doubts. And the problem with his doubts, again, is they center on him. And so what God does immediately is he takes the spotlight off of Moses and puts it on where it ought to rightfully be, mm-hmm. on him. I will be with you. If the Exodus proves anything to us up until this point, it's this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and 5, that your faith might not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. Consistently, God is saying, this is about me. This is about my power. Mm-hmm. This is not about you. You can't do it. If you could, you would not be in slavery and bondage in Egypt. You would be free men and women. But you are not, because you cannot. And so, what they want to do is, what they need to do is rest in the power of God. And listen, the fact that Moses thinks he's not up to the task, the fact that we think we're not up to the task in whatever it is we're going to do. I know you said you're going to be recording the It's a Wonderful Life, and that's going to be going out. And I think about, when you describe that to me, Mark, I think about, oh my gosh, all the pieces and parts that have to go into that, the sound effects and all the different pieces and personalities and voices and recording all those and making it work and making it happen. I think that seems overwhelming to me. And listen, that's the best news ever. I mean, that's actually kind of the point, right? That we can't do this. And when we think, when we go, you know what, I don't know how this is actually going to work out. God goes, I know, but I know how it works out. Mm-hmm. You're right, you can't, but I can and I am. You see, whatever doubts that Moses ever had, whatever doubts that we might have about our own abilities should be silenced by God's promise when he says, I will be with you. Because Matthew 19:26 says, with God all things are possible. Mm-hmm. So listen, we think about ourselves. We have an end to how much we can do. We can only do so much. We only have so much ability. We only have so much giftedness. And yet when we lean into the God whom all things are possible, all of a sudden our some or many turns into all. Mm. I mean, that's pretty powerful. That, you know, God's call always comes with the promise of his presence. He says, I'll be with you. And this promise isn't just in the Exodus as we're reading for Moses. It's for all God's people, and it's for us today. You know, how did the angel in Luke 2:10 say it? And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for what? All people. God has called Moses to lead the Israelites out of slavery, but don't get confused. God is the one who is going to be doing the delivering, but God is also raising up Moses to be this powerful human agent of deliverance. You know, I get really frustrated when people who don't want to share the gospel. You know, because, and when I say share the gospel, I mean going out and loving your neighbors, knocking on their doors, not like going like, accept Jesus or you, we're going to go. Going and knocking on the doors of your neighbors and telling them that God loves them through the expression of your love for them, bringing them some cookies, letting them know that Jesus is alive because you're there loving on them and a part of their life. And I think that when we do that, we are being the raised up agents of God's deliverance. You know, I hear a lot of stories about people who come to faith, and there is a small sliver of miraculous kind of Damascus Road salvation stories. And then there is a whole huge swath, the majority of people who come to faith because an agent of deliverance, of God, one of God's agents of deliverance, got into their life, began to walk alongside them, began to share the gospel with them, began to love them, and they began to see who Jesus was. Mm-hmm. They began to understand who Jesus was. And listen, forever, God has been using ordinary people. In the Exodus, he uses Moses' mother who put her faith and put a baby in a basket. He uses Pharaoh's daughter who is part of a wicked family who drew the baby out of the river. He uses Moses' sister who arranged for Moses to be weaned by his own mother. He used Zipporah and Gershom to teach him how to love and sacrifice. He used Jethro to show him who God was. And listen, God's doing the same thing in our lives. Mm-hmm. He's placing people, agents, deliverance around us to help mold and shape us. And he calls us to be that same thing. And listen, if some of you right now are saying, yeah, but I don't know how I'm going to do that. That's the good news, friend. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you're going to do it.
Good starting point.
But you know what? God is with you. God who can do all things, where all things are possible, promises his presence to go with you as you do it. So maybe that means that when you go across the street to knock on your neighbor's door and introduce yourself and just to say hi, maybe you might have to, before you cross the street, pray and ask God for his presence and him to work powerfully through you, because you're really kind of an introvert and that's difficult to do. Because you need to trust in God, not trust in kind of what the world says about you or what you think about you. Stop making it be about who am I, instead of saying, who is he and whose am I in him? What is he calling me to do? And friends, I think as you do that, you're going to be God's agent of deliverance. You are not going to back away from God's calling. Instead, you're going to lean into it powerfully. And you're going to say, you know what? I can't do it. Praise God. But he can.
Me, Lord? Really?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to title today's program. Just came to me. I'm going to write that down. All right. It's Friday, so we look forward to a Sunday morning service and opportunities today and tomorrow to serve God. You know, he says we are to work those 6 days and rest on the Sabbath. So I pray you can get some good activities in today, wherever God has you, maybe watering some of those seeds that you planted throughout the week, or nurturing that soil, maybe pouring into somebody's life, being that Timothy, that encourager, or being that Paul, you may be teaching and discipling somebody today or this weekend, and then certainly be in a good Bible-believing church on Sunday. And I hope many of you will come out to Marketplace Mall tomorrow anytime between 10 and 2 p.m. The Great News Radio table will be set up in one of the main corridors, junctions where east end of Marketplace Mall, where Dick's Sporting Goods is, to wherever that next crossroad is where the other corridors meet up. I think we're going to be stationed right in the very middle there. There'll be some giveaways and a lot of different things as the Brain and Wellness Fitness Fair goes on between 10 to 2. So stop by Marketplace Mall tomorrow and say hi and fill out a Voice Listener Radio survey and you can win a prize. And they'll have a lot of giveaways and gifts and these wellness centers where you can go and be tested. And it's all free and you'll meet a lot of social service agencies. This is targeted to those 50 and older. Some of the different needs and ministries and organizations that can maybe solve some problems or help or assist in various ways. So Marketplace Mall, 10 to 2 tomorrow. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffel with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day, night, and weekend.